ASSINIBOIA. Melissa Solberg has moved from a career as a recreational therapist, working at Foothills Hospital in Calgary, to opening a business known as No Gluten Needed in Assiniboia. Melissa Solberg says since having her family and moving to Assiniboia to become a stay-at-home mom, she has worked some short-term jobs in town. Managing the Prince of Wales, casual help at the post office and also Assiniboia housing didn't fulfill the need to do something closer to her heart. I have always loved baking, cooking and being in the kitchen. In July of 2022, we discovered through blood tests that our youngest couldn't have gluten anymore. After just mastering sourdough for my family, I was pretty sad. Also, I had no idea how to bake without gluten, acknowledges Solberg. The family started purchasing gluten-free baking and affirmed it was inedible and most of the product went in the garbage. The result of this failed experiment was Solberg signing up for gluten-free baking classes in Regina, and learning how to make a few things. She followed those classes with online courses. With the online courses, Solberg is also a member and pays an annual fee to be part of a group with professional GF bakers that support her with answers to questions. From there I was able to learn how to convert most of my old recipes to gluten-free and it was tasting really good. So, I started sharing my baking and was getting comments that people couldn't tell it was gluten-free. With a nudge from some good friends, I gained the confidence to put myself out there and try selling some Christmas baking a few years ago. The feedback and support were phenomenal, adds Solberg. No Gluten Needed quickly evolved. Solberg started doing more research on gut health and healing and began baking with more organic ingredients, not using seed oils, dyes or high fructose syrups. I also loved the idea of supporting local as much as possible and started using local eggs, fruits and whatever I could find that wasn't sprayed with chemicals. Solberg said she began shopping more at the Wandering Market in Moose Jaw as she resonated with the owner's mission and her store values. She bought her cookies and asked to be a vendor and from there, she had stores contacting her to carry her product. No gluten but great taste are the goals for Melissa Solberg in creating her home-baked products. Photo courtesy Melissa Solberg. In the beginning, I was just slinging the odd bun or cookies from home. But since stepping foot into the Wandering Market, my little passion, hobby has exploded. I feel that every month there are more people that get introduced to my baking and there is more demand. I never expected this to be a full-time gig, and I am so grateful to have created such a fun home business, adds the Assiniboia business owner. Solberg says balance is her biggest challenge as she does not possess a moderate personality, affirming she is an all-or-nothing person. Having a home business offers struggles in balancing family duties and work time. The responsibility of social media, bookkeeping, photography and continual learning was intimidating to begin with but Solberg said she has started to get into a routine. Although admittedly, she has a hard time saying no so is committed to becoming more aware of burnout and when to cap off her work time. However, Solberg also affirms that she feels lucky to work from home, choose her hours, take holidays when she wants, offer support on the farm when needed, and be available for the kids at the drop of a hat. Flexibility is a certain highlight of her job. The happiness factor is plentiful for Solberg as so many people who can't have gluten and have not been able to find a good-tasting cookie are continually giving her positive feedback. Community connections are also a huge benefit. Solberg's expansion includes delivering to customers in Regina and Moose Jaw. She also has several stores that she delivers to in Moose Jaw, Regina, Emerald Park, Ogama, Rock Glen and the Battlefords. The support in Assiniboia has been incredible. I was really nervous to put my product out there. Small towns can be judgmental and so intimidating, but the response has been overwhelming and amazing.